New Delhi. More than a decade ago, an Indian rapper from humble beginnings reshaped the country's nascent hip-hop scene. With provocative lyrics and pulsating beats, Yo-Yo Honey Singh became a cultural phenomenon, his songs blaring from clubs, weddings, and roadside stalls alike. Then, at the peak of his fame, he disappeared. 7 years later, Singh is back touring with a new album and sharing his hard-fought battle with drug addiction and mental health struggles. Now 41, he claims to be a changed man, but his return has reignited debate over his legacy and place in India's evolving hip-hop landscape. A once dominant figure, Singh's flashy style and party anthems set the stage for the genre's explosion in India. His 2011 breakout album, The International Villager, fused Punjabi folk with global hip-hop, catapulting him to Bollywood success. Songs like Brown Rang became anthems, introducing Indian audiences to the luxury and bravado of hip-hop culture. However, Singh's lyrics often drew criticism for their objectification of women and themes of excess. At the height of his success, substance abuse took its toll, leading him to quit music and undergo treatment. Now sober for 7 years, Singh is open about his struggles. "Drugs destroyed me completely," he admitted in an interview. "I lost myself to fame, money, and women." His comeback, however, faces mixed reactions. While loyal fans celebrate his return, critics argue his music remains outdated and problematic. Despite the skepticism, Singh is determined to reclaim his place. "I was gone for 7 years, but I'm back. And I want the same love I had before." Whether India's hip-hop scene still has room for its former king remains to be seen.